Just a quick note before we get started that this episode is part of our Blast from the Past series, where we spotlight one of the amazing members of the LA Tech ecosystem from our archive. And if you're a new listener or you're just looking for more great LA Tech content, dig into the back catalog. There are literally hundreds of conversations to choose from. Enjoy the episode.
When the community begins to give back and it really becomes a little more symbiotic, at the moment you're giving everything you got into it. And that's the beginning of childhood, is you're pouring everything you got and it feels hopeless and helpless and who can do this? But then as time goes on, you begin to see the reward and the fruit of your labor.
Imagine living your normal day and getting your car fueled up on demand. Seriously, check out LA Startup Refill Fuel and enter code WeAreLATech for $10 off. That's Refill Fuel. It's amazing. Literally, you can be anywhere and have your gas totally topped off the tank and not even have to deal with it. No more gas stations. To go to refillfuel.com. That's refillfuel.com. Code WeAreLATech for $10 off. We could not do this without the community believing in our vision together. We Are LA Tech is independently funded, funded by you, the community. So to support We Are LA Tech, go to patreon.com/WeAreLATech. That's patreon.com/WeAreLATech. This is a two-part episode of the We Are LA Tech podcast, where we focus both on UX and on building community.
In part two, we're talking about community and how important it is. LA has a strong tech community and we've got a strong provider with Spree. And so we're going to be talking about the nuts and bolts and why you need to be a part of community here in LA, no matter what part of LA you're a part of. Come and join the community.
All right, so let's get to the normal questions. One, what LA tech talent or a startup company have you come across lately who's really like blown you away?
Yeah, locally, I think, honestly, I mean, this is not to pander the host, but I think what you guys do here is unique.
Aww,
and thanks. I think it's awesome. I mean, I would not have known how to get connected in the tech community without the work that you guys do. And I think it's just a testament to your desire to network with people, your heart for people to be connected, and your heart for the community. You know what I mean? It's a big deal because you can go to all these other places where there's hot, you know, I was reading the other day that there's the Silicon Prairie in the Midwest.
Oh, I know Silicon. I went to Big Omaha.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. We're definitely getting out there now. You know, what's the next Silicon going to be? Yeah. But there's not going to be that hub. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's a very unique thing. And community is what everybody desires. But like I said, community cannot be focused on self. Community has to be focused on the community, yeah, the group. And you've done a really good job of combating that selfish atmosphere that comes in startups and in big cities and places where people, you know, in capitalism in general, you know, to each his own. And,
right,
and I'm a huge fan of capitalism, trust me. But I love that you have taken that and you fought against a very strong culture and have just continually broken down walls. And I think that there's, you have a much, you know, you've got the early adopters and there's so much more to reach and so many more people, and yeah, you're on your way to doing that. And so I just think that's a really awesome thing. And if you're listening to the podcast and you've not been connected, you need to get connected and you need to come to an event and do all the things that Spree is doing, because it's great. You can feel the love when you come in there. It's warm. It's friendly.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
It's this is very, very difficult work, not easy. And so to hear that my intent is realizing, you know, you know, fact for someone else's life. It's like, I want to give you a hug.
Yeah.
But we're standing in front of two mics and I have cords in my ears. thank you.
Yeah.
That means a lot to me. Okay. And what tech event have you gone to that you're like, you guys, this is a must go. You should really check it out.
That is a good question. I have, aside from the We Are LA Tech things, I haven't found like a really great one yet. And I've been to a number of them. And like I said, that's why I think yours is so special, is that when I go to yours, I feel connection immediately. And when I go to the other ones, I feel like it's a network mixer. You know what I mean? And
yeah, I've heard that.
And I mean, I'm not naturally a salesperson. Right. You know what I mean? I'm like 50-50 extra intro, you know what I mean?
And I do. We have so much in common.
And so it's like, I don't mind going because I know inside of me it's good to help people and I want to go out and I pop out of my little shell. But at the same time, it's like, I'm not going to go around and tell you, you know what I mean? Hey, these are my cats on Instagram.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, I'm not that kind of person. I want to talk and engage and have meaningful relationship. And so sometimes those things are just a put off to me. And that's why, like I said, I've really kind of kept to more of the We Are LA Tech events because I don't feel that way in those. Even the last one, you had the book reading.
Yeah.
I came to that one and just met some really great people who actually like were genuinely interested in who I am. And I was talking about some plans they're having and the girl I was talking to was like, oh, that's so awesome. You should totally do it. And it was just like, that's not what you normally hear. It's like, oh, well, here's my business card if you need it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm kind of like, well, for what would I, you know,
everyone's
trying to, again, and that's the difference between the community and the self-centered view of like, hey, this is I can help you, you know, here's my card, pay me versus, hey, we're all in this together. Let's work together and build something.
Well, it is such a core part of the ethos of We Are LA Tech. And I'm glad, I mean, it's so weird because I'm glad we succeeded.
Yeah.
In that, you know?
You have.
It feels weird to, that statement feels egotistical, which is why I take pause and I don't, because it's so funny. I was talking to my business coach. Yes, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. Deborah, Adam, include Deborah's info at the end. So, yeah, right?
Carl entering
this. So I was talking to my business coach. We have a call on Fridays. And, you know, I constantly dealing with my challenges. I was like, you know, I just feel like I'm separate from my products. Like, I feel like there's me.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this stuff that's created. And even though I've essentially created this stuff, I don't feel like that. And because she was asking me something and I said, no, I'm really proud of what I've created, like really proud. I feel like it would be egotistical for me to be like, I created that. Like, so she's like, you need to understand that how did it get to exist? I was like, it just exists.
Yeah, no.
She's like, you did that. I'm like, no, the community did that. And we had like this fight, you know, like, like, no, you did that. No. It was the community. And it was back and forth. So now my homework that she gave me is I have to put like a picture of me and the community on the home screen of my phone.
Yeah.
So I could become more attached that I need to be involved in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really intentionally fought to not make it about me, to not make it about my ego, maybe to like an unhealthy point. Like I had someone who emailed me the other day. They're like, I had no clue that you're the person that created it. They're like, why do you know that makes me like it so much more? Why haven't you ever told us? I'm really upset that you never told us. I'm like, what do you mean? It's not about me. It's about you.
Right.
Why do you need to know that it's me? Like, and you know, and so it's an interesting thing, but anyway, thank you.
Yeah. Because, and I think that's it's a big point. You know what I mean? It's like, and this happens, you know, with even businesses, like it's like having a baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the baby has to be raised by somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not arrogant to raise a child at all.
Oh, I never looked at it.
You know what I mean?
Way.
It's an honor, you know what I mean? To raise, I mean,
oh, whoa.
It's a privilege
way.
Of, man, I birthed this thing
and
I'm going to nurture this to be the best. And so it is actually, in fact, the opposite of self-centered to raise a child.
You know
what I mean? Because you're constantly giving to that. I mean, at this point, our kids are 13, 11, and 9. And so they're just getting to the place where they can actually do things on their own, like mow the lawn. And whenever we have mow the lawn, people like are freaking out in LA, like, that is so cool. You have your kids mow the lawn. It's like, you can do it too. You just got to tell them, you know, they can do their own laundry. They do the dishes at night. They can help. I mean, my daughter made dinner last night and it was good. You know what I mean? And so that's when the community begins to give back and it really becomes a little more symbiotic. At the moment, you're giving everything you got into it. And that's the beginning of childhood is you're pouring everything you got and it feels hopeless and helpless and who can do this? But then as time goes on, you begin to see the reward and the fruit of your labor.
Yeah. That's a really interesting way to look. I never looked at it that way. I looked at it as like, so, you know, there's so many speakers at panels and typically, and sorry for all you speakers out there, but I'm just going to be straight up. Typically people speak because they want clients or like it's very self-serving.
Yes.
And I speak and I moderate because of a very specific reason, because I deserved to succeed when I was 18, but I didn't believe in myself enough and I gave it everything. But instead, of finding the success that I deserved and that I executed for, I found like the law firm and other things that took advantage of me.
Yeah.
And it pissed me off. And now that I'm a little bit older and I understand the dynamics, I'm like, never again. Yeah. And so in every single audience that I speak to, I picture the 18-year-old version of myself. And I want to make sure that girl has every last resource yeah. and insight that she could possibly have to succeed. And I make sure every panelist or person associated with me at that event does not fuck with my 18-year-old. You right. know what I mean?
Exactly.
And so, my reason for speaking and for moderating is very clear. And it's, and unfortunately not. People aren't usually that way.
No.
They're very self-serving. So with that kind of like way of thinking, that's why when building Women in Tech and We Are LA Tech, I just took myself out of the equation because I'm like, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's right. about you. It's about you. It's about you. And maybe I've gone a little too far. I don't know.
And I think there's, I think there's a balance. You know what I mean? It's like you said,
yeah,
you can't have children without a mother.
Yeah. No, you it's amazing. I appreciate it. I'm sure Deborah appreciates you sharing that too. She's like, please understand your own value. Okay. And I remember at the beginning, I said, if you had one ask of the community,
yeah,
your turn, what would that ask be? Something that they could do to support you in accelerating your success.
Yeah. I think I like the if you're a developer and you're looking to work, I mean, I'm also looking for more jobs and things like that. So I want to hear from you and I want to be able to connect and find the right people and create a similar network.
Yeah.
And then really, I want to help people with user experience. You know what right. I mean? A lot of problems can be solved very simply and very easily. And that's one of my fortes is being able to look at something, assess it right away and realize, here's two or three things that we can fix and immediately get you back up and running.
Totally.
And so that's my ask is if you know somebody who needs help or maybe you yourself need help, don't let finances or, you know, whatever be the issue. Let's talk. Let's work it out. Like I said, I want to help and I want to get user experience out there so that people can get the products that they want to. And there's a lot of great ideas out there that are just missing. And I can share from personal experience of like, you know, missing the right timing or feeling like you've missed out. And in reality, it's not the case. We can get it fixed. We can get it done. We get it moving in the right direction and accomplish your goals and your vision.
And remind everybody, how can they connect with you again?
Yeah, they can email me hello@searchmedia.group or they can go to the website www.searchmedia.group and you can begin to see some of the portfolio work I've done. I recently did a work, just a little quick contract work with a company here that was stuck on their dashboard for like 8 months. And I came in and literally in 3 weeks was able to go through their stuff, give them new designs and get them moving forward. And, you know, they're plowing ahead now because of that. And so just simple things like that can help make a huge difference.
That's amazing.
And having fresh eyes, you know what I mean? So you're looking at something all the time. And that's the benefit of being able to consult is not only am I coming in with fresh eyes, I've had a vast history. And so I can say, what if we tried this for yours? You're like, well, I never thought about it like that. I was like, that's because that's my job. You know what I mean?
Two more questions real quick. Where in LA are you based?
Yeah, I live in West LA.
Perfect.
So literally like Olympic and Bundy. So perfect. I'm around town all the time.
You guys, you better not stalk him on Olympic and Bundy.
Yeah. I mean, if you do, just make sure you pick up the trash.
And very last question, something I'd love to leave everybody with. What are a couple UX-related tools you suggest? I mean, I know there's mock-ups with Balsamiq. What are some of the ones that you suggest?
Yeah, I would suggest this, pen and paper.
There you go.
It's you don't have to buy any. You don't have to buy Sketch. You don't have to buy Adobe XD. You don't have to buy Balsamiq or Axure or any of those things. Just get a pen and a piece of paper. And you say, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm not an artist. If you can draw a square and if you can draw circles and lines, then you can draw an app. Right. You know, you can even buy those yellow post-it notes that are like, they're almost like 3x5 or something like that. It's almost the perfect screen size of an iPhone and just begin to draw your app out on that and just stick them up on a wall and say, okay, from this button, it takes me to this screen and this, and you can begin to work through it and then have your, you know, your mom or your roommate come in and say, you know, what does this do? And what, and make them ask you the hard questions so that, you know, and you can begin to justify like, this is why I went from here to here because I feel like this is a more logical flow. Right. And they may say that doesn't make any sense because they don't have they're going to have the same perspective and frame of reference. And so you can begin to prototype easily. There's even an app called Pop Paper on Prototype and you can literally take a picture of your proto, of your paper screens, and then create links in it. So you could basically just do a paper prototype app and have somebody click through your paper prototype in 10 minutes or less.
Wait, is that POP?
POP.
Just POP. So, yep. Oh, and Carl, if you could link to that in the show notes too.
Carl typing.
I know. I love it. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, for your positivity, for being part of this community. I strongly feel that like we're going to end up working together.
Yeah, totally.
Which is like really, really exciting because I share this is a huge pain point we've been having for a long time and I haven't known how to solve it. So it would be amazing if, I mean, come on, with a name like that.
Right? Casey Bombasi.
Amazing.
You'll never forget it.
Thanks, Casey.
Some people sing my name. And they tell me that. Like, I was singing your name the other day. I'm like, oh, all right. Sounds good.
Thank you so much, you guys. If you want to connect further with amazing people in the We Are LA Tech community, remember to go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That takes you to the private chat, wearelatech.com/VIP. And I created, finally, a place for you guys to get the We Are LA Tech t-shirt. Go to wearelatech.com/shop, wearelatech.com/shop. And like I was talking about earlier in this episode, that yes, all these sites are completely separate. So hopefully Casey will help me figure out how to make them together.
Yes.
I will see you guys, hear you guys, talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
As you've heard, I've been really inspired by a mentor figure named Deborah Hockemeyer to explore the powerful light that Deborah Hockemeyer is. Be sure to check her out on LinkedIn. And we have a Women in Tech podcast episode featuring Deborah that aired July 3rd. So just scroll down on the Women in Tech podcast to find that episode. We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/wearelatech. Thank you. We appreciate you.